You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and today we're bringing you a special edition of That's What They Say. University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan is in Salt Lake City, where she's at the annual meeting of the American Dialect Society. Anne, what's the word from Utah?
The word from Utah is that 30 degrees can feel really warm. It's been great to get out of the frigid temperatures and to be here at the American Dialect Society annual meeting where, as our listeners know, we vote on the word of the year. And I know that people have probably over the last 6 weeks heard about other words of the year from dictionary.com and Oxford Dictionaries, which is all good, but we are the longest standing vote and we wait until the year is over.
This is the real word of the year.
That's right. And the word of the year this year is a compound, and it is fake news.
Of course.
It's not the most surprising choice. It actually came up for discussion last year and didn't get a lot of love. But this year, people were making the argument that it was an incredibly important word for 2017 and has undergone an important shift that we need to be paying attention to, that it both means disinformation or falsehoods presented as real news, but it also is now used by the Trump administration and by dictators around the world to talk about actual news that is claimed to be untrue. And Lane Green, who's a language columnist for The Economist, got up and made this very compelling speech about how we have to be paying attention to this term because it's being used as a term to suppress journalists and journalism.
What were some of the other winners this year?
Well, we have the category Most Creative Word of the Year, and there were two very good terms here. The winner was broflake.
Broflake?
Broflake.
I don't think I've heard that one.
Well, I would hope so. And a broflake is defined as a male who lacks resilience or coping skills in the face of disagreements or setbacks.
No.
So it's picking up on the negative connotations that snowflake has acquired over the past few years and then combined with bro. Now, the other word in this category that I want to give a little love is milkshake duck.
Another one that I have not heard.
And I didn't know this one, but I'm so glad to now know it. It comes from a tweet by Ben Ward, an Australian cartoonist, and it was popularized in 2017 when it was retweeted as one of the 15 Twitter jokes to know. And the tweet is, "The whole internet loves milkshake duck, a lovely duck that drinks milkshakes. 5 seconds later, we regret to inform you the duck is racist."
Oh, man, that's good.
It's used to describe a person or character who rockets to fame and is often quickly adored on social media and then equally quickly is discovered to have unsavory beliefs or have done terrible things.
And it sounds like we got an emoji of the year.
We did. The emoji of the year is the hijab-wearing woman. It is new to 2017. It's a really important addition to emojis. And part of the impetus from this came from a 15-year-old Saudi girl who was living in Berlin. She was creating a group chat on WhatsApp, and she had no emoji to represent herself. And she wrote to Unicode and proposed an emoji, and in 2017, that emoji became part of our iPhones.
What about the political word of the year?
The political word of the year was take a knee.
Take a knee. Oh, of course, from all the football stuff.
Football, and more generally as a sign of protest and the courage to protest, that got a lot of love. And we can end with one last category, which is the hashtag of the year. The winner of this, a really important one, hashtag Me Too.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's been such a huge part of this year.
I was glad to see that recognized.
Well, Anne, it looks like we're out of time. Thanks so much for giving us the inside scoop and have a safe trip home.
Thanks. I'll look forward to seeing you next Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.